Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's a good show.
Hey, honeys. Welcome to Natch Butte. Have a quick intro updating on a few things. First of all, I want to say thank you again for Lena Metcalf coming on Natch Butte last week. I wanted to give a quick correction. I wanted to make a quick correction on her title. Lena is a physician assistant. Not to be confused with physician's assistant, which is the incorrect term. I called her a physician's assistant to her face. Lena, I'm very sorry about that. The correct term is physician assistant. And I bring this up because I respect medical professionals. I respect everyone with a title that they have earned through schooling, through all the different things, ways you can get a title. And I wanted to give that correction. Shout out to all my physician assistant honeys. I didn't realize there were so many of y'all. I'm so honored. And so I just wanted to say to all the honeys listening, I have no ego in regards to improper wordage, pronunciations, info. So if I ever say anything incorrectly or term anybody incorrectly, if I ever give the wrong title to one of my guests, sometimes they feel weird or uncomfortable correcting somebody, which I totally understand, even though my name is Jackie Johnson, so I'm very privileged in regards to having a name that's very easy to pronounce. But I understand. So I just want to say, y'all can always email me and say, hey, Jackie, just so you know, it's pronounced like this. Or if you want to be a little more confrontational about it and put it on my Instagram, that's your choice. Or DM me or whatever you want to do, go ahead. But just know, always feel comfortable. You'll never hurt my feelings. I want to always give the right terms and pronunciations and respect my guests and the brands I bring up and everything in regards to that. So I just want to say physician assistant. And also Lena's second half is coming out soon. And if I called her a physician's assistant in that episode, I'm sorry. I will try to edit them out. But just want to say, we should respect our medical professionals. We should respect everybody and their titles. And I did know, and I apologize for that. It won't happen again, because that's Jackie J's way. If I do something wrong, I see it and I change it, baby, okay? Second of all, I have a save the date for all my LA honeys. We are finally doing a Natch Butte Live, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a chill, beautiful event held at Osea Malibu in Venice. So this is perfect for all my West Side honeys. I live on the East Side and everything I've ever done is over here. But you know what, baby? We are driving to Venice. Get excited. Put this in your calendar. January 10th, which is a Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Osea Malibu in Venice. We are doing Natch Butte Live. It's going to be a beautiful night. Osea is going to raffle off a facial. They're going to be doing free mini treatments. There's going to be some food and drink. My guest is Haley Wood. Her Instagram is The Therapeutic Skin Coach. I really think she might have the most beautiful skin of any person I've ever seen. And I know that that's pretty high praise. Honey, she's a genius about skin. We're going to get down to our skin goals of 2019. We're going to take listener questions. You're finally going to meet Rebecca. You're finally going to meet Emma, the team here at Natch Butte. Get excited. Everybody put that on your calendar. There will be more info soon. It might even be on natchbutte.com right now. So check that out. Put it on your calendar. I want all the honeys there. We are going to have a beautiful night at the beautiful Osea store. Get excited. Now, last thing I want to talk about is my guests today were here in L.A. Well, Joel lives here in L.A. Matt Rogers was visiting. He lives in New York. He hosts Las Culturistas, co-hosts Las Culturistas, which is a great podcast I'm obsessed with. They were here because they were doing a show, I Don't Think So, Honey, Live, which was downtown. It was a beautiful night. You can probably hear it now on Las Culturistas' podcast feed. It was amazing. I was so happy to be a part of the show. I learned a lot. I didn't know that if you're a top, you have to eat butt first. That was something I didn't personally know, and I know now. So I learned a lot. I had the best time. I just want to say thank you again to Joel and Matt and Bowen for having me on I Don't Think So Honey Live. And I wanted to say thank you to the honeys who were in the audience. Y'all made me look so good because as soon as I came out, y'all were all screaming. The blonde honey in the front row said the honeys are here for you. Hopefully that's going to be on the mic because I was so happy that my honeys came out for me. So thank you for that. And real quick, because this is my show, and I can do what I want. I wanted to give everybody a little PSA because the whole point of the I Don't Think So Honey live show is that you have a 1 minute moment to rant about something that you don't like. So it's like, I don't think so, honey, blank. And my topic that I chose was I Don't Think So Honey, celebrities doing podcasts. So I just real quick wanted to tell everybody why I feel this way. Now, if you've been listening to Nash Beauty a while, you know that I'm a comedian and it's been a slow burn for me in terms of like career. And we found our thing, you know, like us comedians with not a lot going on. We found our thing. Our thing is the podcast. People get us, you know, and celebrities get everything. OK, they get free shit. They get all the jobs. They have money. They have fame. They have beauty. So what do? They come into our space and now they all have fucking podcasts because they don't have enough to do. They don't have a career already and money. Okay, so now Oprah is doing a podcast. Do you think Oprah needs any more money? But Oprah is now slinging Casper mattresses like old Jackie J. And let me tell you something, Oprah doesn't sleep on a Casper. I hate to break it to you, but I do, okay? I know I'm one of you. So if you're looking for a new podcast to listen to, fucking download Natch Butte and use code Natch when you buy your fucking Quip, okay? Dax Shepard doesn't need your Quip code. I do, okay? Gwyneth Paltrow, you don't need to use her Third Love bra code. Use mine. I guarantee you she's never worn a Third Love bra in her fucking life, and I have one on right now. I'm one of you. I'm one of the people, okay? So if you have to download Dax Shepard's show, go ahead, take a listen. But don't use his codes. That's all I'm saying. Don't use Anna Faris's code. She's on a fucking Chuck Lorre Network show, okay? Not only that, she's had a very prolific movie career. She doesn't need your code money, okay? So don't use her code. Don't use Gwyneth's code. Don't use Oprah's code. Don't use Dax's code. Use code Natch or another comedian's of choices pod. But I also want to say, just to clarify, I don't get money when you use a code directly. Sometimes how it works is the company tracks who's using the codes. So Quip says, oh, look at all these Natches coming in. Jackie must sell my toothbrushes well. Let's buy another ad from her. That's how it works, okay? So don't buy quips from Dax Shepard. Buy quips from the indie comics, okay? And lastly, big announcement for Natch Butte. Rolling into 2019, I am very, very excited to tell y'all about the new collab I'm doing with Stitcher Premium, baby. That's right. Natch Butte has gone premium. I know a lot of honeys love Stitcher, and y'all are all about to love Stitcher now because we got some exciting news. So, right now, you can get on Stitcher Premium and get Natch Butte ad-free. You know I love a good long-winded ad, but if that's not for you, I see you, honey. You can get on it right now and enjoy ad-free episodes of Natch Butte. Very exciting. And get this. Starting end of January, the back catalog of Natch Butte, meaning all episodes older than 6 months, will be exclusively held on Stitcher Premium. So, now is a great time to go back and visit your favorite episodes of Natch and relive the glory days. But get excited because there will be 10 evergreen episodes of The Best Of, always available for free. And the most current 6 months of Natch Butte, that will always be available. But for that good, good, honey, the back catalog ad-free, along with new episodes ad-free, that's going to be exclusively on Stitcher Premium as of end of January. So get excited. Now, I know what you're wondering. How do we get that? Here's what you're going to do. Go to StitcherPremium.com and use promo code STARBURNS, okay? And that will get you a free month of Stitcher Premium to check it out. You're going to fall in love, and you're going to go, this is the only way I want to roll. You're going to love it. It's a beautiful app. There's also so much other content on there from other shows, all the Earwolf shows, lots of the Starburn shows you love. And get excited about this. You can hear ad-free episodes. Plus, there's going to be bonus content exclusive to Stitcher Premium honeys. You're going to hear bonus eps. You're going to hear extended episodes every month. So now's the time, babe, to get on Stitcher Premium and check out all the new exciting things going on for Natch Butte. So for a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to StitcherPremium.com and use promo code STARBURNS, STARBURNS. That's going to get you a free month of Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is going to get you the ad-free archives of Natch Butte, current episodes ad-free, and bonus content every month. Get excited. I'm very excited about this. So with that, let's get on with the episode, okay? Enjoy.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Natch beaut. Natch beaut. Na 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 na. Natch beaut. Oh yeah.
I can feel the face mist floating in the air. Cream in my neck gets me that way. I watch the serum dance across my face. And I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze. When I'm lying there, cream in my arms, the whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the scooping of the jar. Cause I can feel your cream.
I do not appreciate cream as a verb. I just learned that
just
today.
Cream. Honestly, knew it would make people feel a certain way, but I roll with it. I roll with it. I don't care.
I was shocked, and then you know what? I've already, it's 11 a.m. and I learned something about myself.
Oh no, we are here, and I have to say, not an easy song to sing.
No.
What is
the trickiest,
nervous.
Hardest
Get
songs
her on the
sing.
Voice.
Oh
Get
my
her
God.
On the
I
voice.
I auditioned once.
You no. did?
Honey, I auditioned for Idol in like 2007.
Yep.
No,
well,
five.
I pushed my button.
Anyway.
My button was pushed when you did the, baby, isn't that the way the last of us? That part is sneaky.
Listen, I could have done
Sneak-a-roo.
It better. If we did a second round, I would fucking kill. I was a little nervous. It's like, you know, y'all are really amazing, and I just wanted to impress you. And,
no.
You know, the nerves are getting to me. Anyway, welcome to Natch Butte. Let me do my intro, okay? Welcome to Natch Butte. I'm the beauty talk shock jock, the queen of creams, the hustle of the most serums, Jackie Johnson. Welcome. Welcome to December. As you know, in December, we are doing a special holiday ha-has, which means I'm having comedians on. And honey, I'm so honored to have two fine. Is that okay if I
fine.
Refer y'all as fine?
Yeah, please.
As long as you add that O in there.
We need F-O-I-N-E, and I thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
Boy. Thank you. My guests, they are very fine. They're two Natch Buttes. Let me just... I consider them to be two of the freshest voices in comedy today. Wow. And I want to say the future, but they're the present, honey. They're the present. And other folks agree with me, considering one of them was a 2016 Comedy Central's Comic to Watch, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival's New Faces in 2017. The other, a Variety Comic to Watch for 2018 at JFL Fresh Faces 2016. And a fucking Forbes 30 under 30, wow. honey.
Yes, know okay. him.
Literal weeks before I turned 30, I just got in under the
water. But honey, it counts,
wire.
Okay? It counts. They also have beautiful and easy to navigate websites where I got all this information. So thank you both for that, for being thorough with
thank
your career.
Thank you, Weebly.
Thrilled to have them on Natch today.
Squarespace for me. If you want a Squarespace website,
use code Natch. Thanks.
Click and drag.
Okay, so let me just give y'all the rest of the intro. Comedian, actor, writer, co-host of Los Culturistas podcast, which is like my favorite podcast.
Same.
And like me is an extraordinary person with a very common name, Matt Rogers.
Extraordinary, but every day.
And we have the same comedian, writer. I've said all the amazing things. His Insta bio says hot person with low self-esteem, Joel Kim Booster.
Yes. Not a very common name at all.
No.
The only one.
No, Joel
the
Kim Booster,
one.
I think the only person on this planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's nice, though, because it's hard to Google me. And you, too.
Very
there's some
hard.
Sports people, right? Like
well,
sports.
Can I tell you what happens when you Google me?
What?
You get a YouTube of another. I also do some comedy music, and there's another comedy musician named Matt Rogers, but he's very filthy and very redneck.
Oh.
So I also do a Christmas show, and he has a Christmas album, and like his
imagine
songs are like suck on my, suck on my, suck on my cock.
Oh wow,
it's like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he's got thousands
honestly,
of more hits than me.
That's kind
of
catchy.
I kind of love it.
And he comes up, and I do not, honey. If you Google me, I don't think so, honey. That Matt Rogers.
What's your middle
up.
Name? What's your
Richard?
Name?
It's a no.
Oh, yeah. You can't do Richard Rogers.
No.
Wow.
And my father before me was named Richard Rogers.
What about Dick Rogers? Could you be Dick Rogers?
Oh,
can you
I like
imagine?
That.
Everyone in middle school always was like, "Dick is your middle name." Ha ha ha. Which I hated then and just love now.
Yeah.
I love that Dick is my middle
yeah.
name.
Yeah. It would really go well with suck on my, suck on my, suck on my cock
yeah.
too. Okay, anyway, we need to talk about beauty, okay?
Yeah, let's talk
beauty.
Thank you both for being here so much.
We love you.
We have so much to discuss. I think because it's the year is wrapping up quickly.
Mm. Let me tell you.
I wanted to kind of recap 2018 and like the self-care journeys that we've all been on.
Wow.
Because I know there's been some exciting changes, you know, among all of us.
Yeah.
And I feel like the first thing I want to start with is I saw Joel's Instagram. You had a picture about, you basically said like, you know, you wanted more tattoos, but you decided not to get them because you didn't want them to affect your career.
Yeah. Well, I was told in theater school and acting school, they were like, don't get tattoos. You won't book.
Yeah.
And then after almost a decade of not booking, I decided to just start
do what you
tattoos.
Want. Yeah.
Now
I book.
All these roles coming in.
No, same. I lost a role because of my tramp stamp.
They have to cover the one on my wrist a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a minor annoyance, but it is...
But they're used to it
they're
now.
Fine. Yeah,
they're used to it now.
They really are fine. But now I'm on the Accutane and I can't get any more. So I think I'm piercing my ears this week.
Oh my gosh. Because
I'm itching to fuck my body a little bit.
You want to modify.
I went through this phase where I got like 3 tattoos this year, like bam, 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 right in a row. And now I can't stop.
And
I want to modify.
You can't get tattoos on Accutane?
You can't. They say you shouldn't. You shouldn't do it. And you should wait like 6 months after you're done with your round. Too, which is wild.
Well, I guess we should just go into the Accutane talk.
I would love to.
Have you done it before?
No. So this is a little background on me. I didn't get acne until I turned 21.
Yep, same.
And so I didn't get it while everyone else was getting it, which is super annoying. It wasn't ever something I thought about. I barely washed my face.
Yeah.
You know, like it was just
We take for granted the gifts we're
given.
It
really is.
Truly.
And so I 21, senior in college, started getting acne. It was a nightmare. Did everything imaginable in the last like almost 10 years of having acne. I have done it.
Did you do proactive?
I did proactive.
They get you because I did proactive too.
It's the celebrity saying it works.
I know.
I did the castor oil and olive oil face wash extraction thing. I've done retinoids. I've done benzol. I've done salicylic. I've done antibiotics. I've done literally everything to try and avoid doing Accutane because I just was so anxious about all of the potential side effects because I did the mistake of looking it up online.
Yeah.
And you just don't. You shouldn't. Right. Do it. I wouldn't go into, because all it is just horror stories.
Really?
All it is, if you Google Accutane, and especially if you're like, I want to hear people's personal experiences with it. I will say, though, that was back in 2011 or so when my dermatologist first brought it up. And then, I've also done like vampire facials, chemical peels.
You did PRPs?
Yes. And blue lights, all of it.
Because you did an Instagram post that said, God bless chemicals, yeah, and it was that, a before and after.
That was because of, that was the combination of the vampire facial and I was on Tazorac, which is the most powerful retinoid that you can get prescribed.
Fuck.
It is like the last thing before Accutane that a lot of doctors will prescribe. And that worked for a while.
Yeah.
That worked for like 2 years. And then just this last year, it has not, it's just stopped working. I think at a certain point, your skin just sort of gets used to the Tazorac. And so I was like, and I can't spend $650 to get a vampire facial every 3 months.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's what I was doing, but it just, it's not, if it's not working like as well as it was originally, it's just not worth it. So now I'm on Accutane, and my life is hell.
Really?
No, it's not.
How
it's
long
not.
Have you been on it?
I just started month two. It's actually fine. It's a lot more mild. I will say my lips are a disaster,
yeah.
And this does feel like a Greek tragedy because
I've noticed you putting balm on a lot.
I have Aquaphor in every room of my apartment right now. If I don't, I was out on Saturday night and I forgot to bring some with me, and I left the party early because
I was so
distracted. If I don't put it on every hour, my lips will split.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
Mm-hmm, it's bad. And it's such a Greek tragedy because my lips are one of the best parts about my face. I have
Honestly. Amazing
lips. And
you know,
constantly
it's good
people
to be,
tell me that.
But it's good to be proud of what you have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're always told to be humble, but sometimes you just got to be honest.
I have
a
couple favorite features.
Yeah.
On Joel, on you, and on me.
What are yours on you?
I've grown to love my eyebrows.
They're so good.
And
they're
love great. My eye color.
We are in a time, we are in an eyebrow renaissance right
now.
I do think they're back, they're big, and we love them.
I'm very grateful that we are here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If we ever go back to the Gwen Stefani, bitch, you can wax.
That's true. I mean, the thing
you have
is,
a great foundation.
Well, now when I see people with their eyebrows like waxed and too primped, I'm like,
better
what
to have too much
going
than too little.
On?
I agree.
Say.
Could always cut it back.
Yeah.
Always.
So, Joel, are you on 40 milligrams?
I am on 40 milligrams, mm-hmm. Yeah, a day. 20 milligrams.
And a six-month dose?
Yeah.
So, I did Accutane twice.
I see. And that is what scares me.
Yeah.
Because I can't do this twice.
Yeah.
I can only do this
once.
Is
it just the dry lips that's bothering you?
Dry lips is the thing. It is funny because, you know.
Are you sunscreening?
I am sunscreening like a mofo.
And you're drinking a lot of water.
And I'm drinking a lot
and
of water.
And not alcohol.
And I had this thought actually as I was sitting in my car today before coming in here, because I was thinking about it as I was applying Aquaphor copiously to my lips. I was like mad earlier when I started. I was like, why didn't I just do this when I was young and get it over with? And then I wouldn't have had the 9 years of just like a couple of weeks out of the year where I'm absolutely miserable because
right.
of my skin. And then I realized, like, I would not have had the wherewithal at 21 to handle myself on this medication. Like just the thought of like drinking water at 21 was anathema to my lifestyle.
Same, yeah. I didn't drink water till like 2016.
And like I'm just such a healthier person in general now at 30, and like it's going to be an easier process this round than had I done it at 21. I would have like been a scab. Basically, but it is wild because like the big concern for a while was depression. You know, they always say like you
right.
could commit suicide on Accutane, and it is wild. And I did a lot of research on this because also we're saying Accutane does not
yes.
exist. Isotretinoin,
yes.
And I'm on one of the new brands, and I do think it has changed a lot. And I also think that a lot of the studies, it's all correlated. It's not causational. And it's like, yeah, no shit. People with bad skin are depressed. Like, and I can see sort of why it would happen to me because I'm not happy a month in with what it has done to my skin because it hasn't gotten me there yet.
Right.
You know,
it
like
takes,
I'm still.
It'll start to really make you glow soon. Yeah.
That's what people say. And then some people are like, it took 4 months before I saw anything happen.
Yeah.
And like if I had, and my skin isn't awful.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like
not. I can't even see anything wrong with
the
it,
retinoids.
Honestly.
The retinoids and all the other shit that I've been doing and spending all the money that I've been spending on my face has gotten me like, well, halfway there.
Right.
You know, but So I can only imagine if I were a month in and I still had like cysts and like cystic acne and stuff like that, I would be like, I'm going through all of this, these awful side effects. Joints, by the way, too. I'm starting to notice it at the gym.
But are you, or is it just in our head?
It might just be in my head. It also might just be my body is bad. But yeah, and I can totally see why people would get depressed on this medication. But see, that's what my face...
Wow.
Periods. She's
showing
a picture of
23-year-old Jackie with cystic acne.
That is what, like, I will go through cycles.
It's so gross.
That would have made me, that would have,
and I was trying
that would have ruined my life.
No, yeah. I was like going to auditions. Well, and it was
speaking,
really stressful.
I mean, yeah, that is,
look
that
how
was
sad
truly...
I am. And look at my bad eyebrows. Oof. Is that not a 2007 eyebrow if you've ever seen it? Or 2008?
And a hair.
I'm so glad
and
that
oh,
came
the streaks.
Back.
This is when I first moved here and I thought I was Misha Barton and I copied her hair.
Right.
But I'm a big fitness person now, and I think it honestly is as a result of having bad skin for so long, because for me it was like, oh, this is a part of my life that I can control, a part of my body that I can control. It reacts in the way, it's like math, you know, like
right.
If I do X and I eat X, like this will happen. And nothing, that's the craziest part about acne, is they still
yes.
do not fully understand why some people have it,
right.
why it reacts certain ways to certain medications and for some people and doesn't for others. There's like all these different reasons. It's crazy that science has not figured out a way to put out fires
yes.
and get rid of acne.
Yeah.
We are living in the fucking future and you're telling me fire is still an issue?
Yeah.
And acne?
It's too
two
much.
Things that are just not okay.
It should,
no.
You feel like
two
it's like,
things that
they should have been
lives.
Top of the list from 100%. The beginning of time to get rid of.
People 100%. Talking about Dippin' Dots being ice cream of the future. Hey, science, I don't care about ice cream.
Yeah,
no.
Can
figure
you
out
divert
acne.
Your attention,
I want
bitch?
Every satellite to come out of the sky and all that money to go to those two things.
Exactly.
No, I don't care about anything else. Sorry.
It's wild. But yeah, I'm excited. It does. The auditions thing is huge. Like I've constantly.
HDTV is not a fucking joke.
Oh my God. I cannot wait. Honestly, when I think about it, what my life will be like if Accutane works the way it's supposed to work, it will fundamentally change my life in a lot of ways. Like every collar of every shirt I own almost is discolored orange because I have put so much, I have to put so much, acidic shit on my face, basically. Every towel I have is orange. Streaks, like every piece of clothing is discolored from the shit that I've had to put on my face because of the acne. It affects, I don't sleep over at men's houses because I don't have all the shit. Well, this is before Accutane. Like, I couldn't do, you know.
Your regimen.
My regimen.
Yeah.
And I didn't want, and like, also, like, I literally did not want to like someone to wake up and see me in the morning. It affected my relationships where I would like go and like hide in the bathroom and be like looking at myself in the mirror and be like, oh my God, I look like a fucking monster. I can't
hear
go back
all of
in
this
there.
So hard.
It is.
Yeah. My heart goes out to everybody with acne out there.
It's
just
so
know you're
awful.
Not alone. You're fucking not alone.
Yeah.
Like this is really hard.
Yeah.
It's your fucking face.
It's your face.
You can't hide it.
My heart is broken.
You and like every one of your friends will say this and like you get it, but they're like, oh, it doesn't look that bad or I don't notice it. And it's hard for, and I guess I get that because we all have our things.
We
and
see if, the things on us way worse than
if
other
your
people,
skin,
sure.
If you haven't experienced acne, you're probably not looking at for that in
for
someone
sure.
else, but I know. That someone's skin is one of the first things
yeah.
that I notice about them almost always because it's the first thing I think about on my own
right.
self. And so, and like little like body things, like I don't notice. And I know some friends are like more like apt to notice like little flabs or, you know, other things about their bodies that are their own insecurities.
You have a tail?
I have a tail and I try to not. Swing around so
of
people
course.
See it.
Yeah, and you probably
you
wanna, notice people's tails.
I do.
You
don't
immediately.
Want,
it's a, you know, we all
because most
have
people
our
don't have tails.
That's true.
And we should just say that. But if
right.
you have a tail, you're not alone.
Can I
yes.
say? Can I say this too, really quickly about the Accutane stuff? Like, I tweeted a joke. So I have to sign a little contract that says I will not get a woman pregnant on Accutane because it's such an insane. This is the other scary thing
oh,
about Accutane.
Oh, when you're a woman, you have to do pregnancy tests
and
every month.
To, and you have to take
two blood tests.
Two birth control.
It's really
things.
Crazy.
It's crazy because the birth defects are insane.
Can I ask, because I don't know, is it a pill that you take?
Yeah,
yes.
It's a pill. It's a pill you take twice a day.
I figured that it was a cream.
No,
I don't know anything about this.
It's a form of vitamin A. It's taken for 4 to 6 months, and it slowly accumulates the dosage into your system. That's why it kind of works over time.
And where are you in the process now?
I'm on month two. Started month two.
And you're not supposed to drink very much alcohol on it because the vitamin A affects your liver.
I know he's not following that rule.
My derm was... My derm was very real with me, and she was like, listen, if you are drinking like hard once a weekend, you're fine.
Yeah.
She's like, if you're binge drinking every night, and the thing, nice thing about LA is I pretty much don't drink more than once every other week.
Oh, wow.
Now, I smoke a shit ton of
weed. Yeah.
And I do a lot of, ketamine and G and Molly and all of the other drugs.
No, but, really?
Really, yeah. Yeah. Well, like that, those.
I'm such a square. Ketamine? Drugs. That's like Amy Winehouse shit.
Party drugs I'll do, like, I will do like every, like once a month maybe, but like.
Oh my God, that's the first time ketamine has come up on Attribute. I'm so honored.
I'm a big proponent of it. Only as like a side though. It's like, you don't want to have stuffing
Where
for
do you
dinner.
Get it
He'll
from.
Just send me a picture and be like, me in a K-hole, like in our group text.
It's a lot. I get it from this girl named Vanessa.
Give me your number. But, no, I'm too scared.
But
I'm a nerd.
I joke about this a lot, but it is true. Like I'm so good at doing drugs. Because I'm so responsible.
Yeah.
I'm like constantly setting timers and drinking water and like going around and making sure no one is drinking alcohol at the same time. Like that's the other thing is I was, you know, in Barcelona recently, like up at 7 a.m. doing a bunch of drugs with my friends. And I was like, only 30-year-olds should be allowed to do these drugs.
Yeah.
It should be legal for us. And I was like, really? Pounding the pavement. And I was like, I'm so glad I wasn't doing this at 21. I was not emotionally equipped. It's the same with Accutane.
That's what I was about to say.
It's like, Accutane and ketamine should only be allowed to be done
by 30 and up.
Who are responsible and have their shit together and don't... aren't looking to fill a hole in their lives.
I agree with Accutane. That's my one. I think a lot of the side effects and things are when teens use it.
Yeah.
It's science. Your brain is not fully developed. You're 21. I think that's
and
my.
And your body is still changing.
Yeah.
Until much later.
And there's so much else going on. I will say, though, I tweeted about the little contract I had to sign about a joke about like having to promise I won't get a woman pregnant.
Yeah.
And I mentioned Accutane on my Twitter, and so many people tweeted at me, strangers, like their horror stories on Accutane. And I was like,
so
this
helpful.
Is not
Thank you.
An invitation to tell me all the terrible things that happened to you on this drug. It was so bizarre, the impulse to do that.
Yeah, because I don't think people talk about this. And I think when because like I'm sitting here right now and like this, the way that it like dominates your life, like I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're close friends and I didn't know that.
It's a full blown production, especially if you're a person with ovaries. If you're a person with ovaries on Accutane, you have to do multiple blood tests. You have to drive to these labs, do the blood work, then do another appointment with your dermatologist to get the prescription. You have to do the little online quizzes.
Yeah.
You have to do these little fucking online quizzes where you like
a huge book. It is like such. It is
has
crazy
to be top
because
of mind.
Because it is such a crazy drug, and because a little bit they don't really understand again why. I mean, they understand it shuts down
it
your
shuts
oil
your
glands.
Oil glands down,
and they get that. But there's a lot about it that they still don't fully understand. Did you know that the active ingredient in Accutane too is often used as a chemo alternative for people who can't handle
that's
chemotherapy?
Interesting. No,
and I told my friend that, and without missing a beat, he's a simple person. I was like, you know, they use the active ingredient in Accutane for cancer patients sometimes, and he was like. For their acne?
Wait, you have to tell me who that was off mic.
It's a person in Chicago you wouldn't know.
That's
but
so
I was like,
cute.
I still want to know.
I was like,
well, you know what? You know, the chemo on top of acne, how stressful. Yeah.
For their acne?
Have you ever heard of low dosing or micro dosing Accutane?
Yeah, because this is the other thing. So I was in New York a while ago.
He knows about micro dosing.
Oh, yeah. I was in New York and I was seeing my New York derm who does the vampire facials. And I was like, literally, There are like 5 people who've seen me like fully break down and like cry. And my derm is one of them because I was like going crazy because I was like, why is this happening again? And they were maybe it's
like,
rosacea.
What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah,
I've done everything.
Everything.
Why is this happening to me?
100%. And she was like, and I was like talking to her and I was like, listen, Accutane, I would go on it, but I don't think I can handle the side effects. Like I'm on camera a lot. I have to be able, this is the other thing. It dries you out so bad. A lot of people have to stop wearing their contacts. Because you can't put your contacts
in. Oh, shit.
And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Today,
shit.
Today I had to really like re-wet my eyes in a way before I could put them in, and then I had to take them out again because
well, you know
they
why
so
also? We're in a dry patch, honey.
Yeah.
Do you have a humidifier? Thank you.
Humidifier, of course.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Somebody
and,
knows what they're
and
doing.
And I was like, I can't do that. And she was like, well, I have a lot of my patients who are microdosing it, and that like sort of lessens the onset of the
that's a semi new thing. That was not an option for
that's,
me.
That's because, yeah, back when I, my first derm when I was like 21 suggested, I was like, they never brought that up, but I decided to just dive in.
Yeah,
and
smart.
Because I talked to a lot of people. Honestly, I will say, as much as the internet was a nightmare when I was first looking at it when I was like 22, Reddit has actually is actually sort of great. Mm-hmm. The Accutane subreddit is actually great, and a lot of people are it's a place where people are like, yeah, I'm on it, and nothing has happened.
And YouTube too. There's a lot of YouTubes. Of people sharing their journeys yeah. and whatnot, which weren't around back when I did it.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I don't think, like I was saying, I don't think people talk about this.
Right.
So when they have those issues and they hear people talk about it, I'm not surprised that people reached out because I don't think there's a lot of like media
outlet.
About
right.
it
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or like people out there that want to express that they have skin issues.
Right.
Oh my
well,
God.
It's really shameful. It can be.
It is. And honestly, like professionally, it's been a real nightmare sometimes because I'll go to some of these like online, like web. Like not web series, but like there, like any shoot where there is no hair and makeup, I'm like, oh,
what?
I can't go.
No, yeah. I used to sit in makeup chairs and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, oh my God,
and then they start going, have you tried this, honey?
Exactly.
Have you fucking tried? And I go, bitch, yeah, bitch, I did an egg yolk mask, bitch. Yes, I did.
Not
okay?
apologizing to the makeup artist is gonna like that's
but
the other
just
thing
wait,
that I'm
Joel,
thinking about
because I literally glowed for 2 years. Glowed. I sat in that chair and they go, oh, wow, you're going to be quick. And I'd literally cry because it was like the change. And the only reason I did it again was I started getting them again, but very small. And I'm vain as fuck. And my dermatologist goes, you had a really mild, good treatment. Just do it again.
Mm.
So I did.
Yeah.
And guess what? Nothing.
Yeah, you look
you
great.
You saw that picture.
2 years
and also,
ago.
I just want to show y'all something. So a lot of celebrities are on Accutane and a lot of them are microdosing.
Oh.
There's a doctor out here that puts people on it indefinitely.
Wow.
Just
well,
to keep
a
your
lot
shit
of people
clear.
Who have
you only take like
that.
one a week. But I want to show you the person. I'm not going to tell everybody on air, but I'm telling you for your own personal fun because I believe in anonymity.
Coming to the stage.
I saw this famous actor who's real fine buying Accutane in front of me at Rite Aid.
End show. Reveal.
And I know for a fact because we know what the pack looks like. There's those little pregnant
uh-huh.
ladies on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm so tired. I'm quaking.
Oh.
Oh my God! You, I would never have guessed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
And just for the
I'm showing
listeners,
everybody in the production studio.
For the listeners, it's one of the hottest people in the world.
Yeah.
Oh my God! This makes me feel so much better.
And I honestly
one of the hottest
like
people in the world.
He didn't have an assistant pick it up because he's very tall. Not to give any more clues. I clocked him instantly.
Because
I'm a fucking woman, okay? He was in front of me, and he was like...
He needs to go public. He could bring a lot.
He could save lives.
But I also wonder if he's microdosing for camera, or if he actually had a problem, and we just don't know it, because makeup and CGI. You know, they
we
digitally
would know because
animate people's faces, their zits out.
Can we talk really quickly,
yeah.
as talking about insecurities about going with acne and not having hair and makeup, both Lady Bird and 8th Grade... Two iconic performances where people were
yes.
asked to use their real acne.
Yes.
Which is,
and
I mean.
I felt it.
Beautiful,
I felt that, yes.
But also, like, so scared. I couldn't imagine if someone was like, can, oh, actually, they did, I did a shoot recently where they did leave. I was supposed to look a little fucked up and they left. I was supposed to look poor. And I had a bunch, it was the initial breakout that Accutane gives you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like in the midst of that. And they were like, oh, well, this actually works. We're just going to leave it. And I was like, no, you actually cannot.
Yeah, yeah.
I refuse. I'm not going to do this for True TV. This isn't Lady Bird. Okay.
Yes.
No.
Right.
No Oscar at the end of this.
No,
rainbow.
No, no. I was like, I'm a day player, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to cover this.
Yeah.
You're going to use prosthetics
I'm gonna
to cover
earn
this.
I'm going to earn my 500 for eight.
Exactly.
And you're going to cover
like,
this up.
Oh my God. But yeah, like when I read that, because it was like sometimes it looked so real, and
yeah,
then I found out it was.
I would not have known it was their real acne.
But I wouldn't do it. I would do it for Greta. I wouldn't do it for Bo.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
No, not for Bo.
Love it, but I would do it.
Even now, after the success of eighth grade, I think I would for him now.
I think I might for him now, but the odds are I'm saying no, and I'm saying yes to whatever Greta asks.
Yeah.
Same.
You can look at my fucking ass acne. Greta.
You can look at the ass acne that. On
yeah. Don't control. Actually, weirdly, that cleared up years
Is it
ago.
Everywhere? Does the acne years appear ago. Everywhere?
I have, you know, part of it, and you know why I actually think it got worse this year is because this year, my diet changed.
Mm.
And it's the reason I look incredible, mm-hmm. From the neck down, but it also, my diet changed in a way that has, stimulated testosterone buildup in my body. And I think that is the culprit. Like, so much whey. And that
like Little
is
Miss Muffet.
The thing that has fucking destroyed me. And it given me
deep gut.
That's how she got her toughest.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, yeah.
Matt,
yeah.
You tweeted just a few days ago a tweet about it was a Scarlett O'Hara gif, and it said your body when you drastically change your diet.
Scarlett O'Hara?
Scarlett O'Hara, which is Scarlett
Wait,
Johansson.
Did I say Scarlett Johansson?
No,
you said Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett
you
know Johara.
I love Scarlett. Welcome
love Scarlett
to the stage.
Scarlett Johara.
Maybe that's my drag name.
I think it has to be.
I think it actually is. Yeah. But, so.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Well, that was, I said, this is what happens to my butthole when I say I'm going to change my diet. And it's her just, it's this gift that, it's the only gift I'm ever going to use for the rest of my life. It's just a pan in on Scarlett O'Hara raising her one eyebrow, which I am
on
obsessed
with. On the stairs
of
Tara.
So basically, my journey right now is like, it's funny because Joel says like he looks at someone and the first thing he notices is their skin.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare for me to be in West Hollywood because everybody's body is fucking crazy.
It's really intense.
And unfortunately, right now, like I've had a great metabolism all my life. I've been so like privileged with my metabolism. And all throughout high school, I was a real athlete. Like I really cared about it a lot.
Yes, Jack. Honey.
Yes, Jack Daddy. I was prom king and captain of the track team, honey.
Oh my God.
I was your 1950s
Riverdale.
Dream.
Oh my
Letterman
God.
Letterman jacket.
Pulling up in a Letterman jacket, saying, shaking everyone's hand in the house before I take you to the prom.
Oh my God.
So basically.
And were you out
my
yet?
Body is. No. I came out when I was 19.
I bet you broke so many hearts.
This one girl, like, is still mad at me for being gay. Like
she needs to go see Lady Bird.
She's that idiot who thinks that, like, it was her that did it. I hate that. I don't think so, honey. Girls who say, I turned him gay.
Yeah,
you
that's
did
not
it.
Okay.
And also, I fucking hate that, and it was annoying, and she was annoying throughout when I dated her, and we would go out once a week. On Sunday afternoon, we would go to Applebee's, and I fell asleep on her 3 times.
Oh, geez. So she was really interesting.
She was
fell asleep
dynamic.
At Applebee's?
Yeah, she was the captain of the girls' track team, and I was the captain of the boys' track team.
You gotta.
And we also were in student government together. I was the secretary, and she was the vice president in truly a beautiful gender moment for the school. But anyway,
what do you notice first when you see people?
People's bodies. Yeah. I notice that their chests, like, being filled in. I have, like, a very bony chest. I notice their arms. I have very small arms. I sometimes think that my head looks extremely big because my body is so small. I notice that I have no shoulders.
Crazy. I also don't want to shame you, but you look so proportionate to me.
I don't look in the mirror and see well proportioned. I feel like my profile, I feel like the back of my head juts out. Like, I think the one thing I like about my body is I like my waist down. Like, I think that we're doing good in this area, yeah. and I've always gotten that, but, like, my torso, I'm, like, so, like, humiliated and embarrassed by now that I'm, like, getting a little bit older, because I now, when I eat something, I feel it and I see it, and I'm starting to get that moment right here, which is, like, that lower stomach thing. And I've always been really lucky because I have great skin. I always have. Like, and I always, I'm like, you know, traditionally good looking, I guess. So I've never really had like,
wow.
well, I can
wow.
say that. It's a priv.
Wow. You look like Max fucking Greenfield.
I was trying to figure out.
I love getting that.
I was trying to figure out how privileged I am, like on a scale of 1 to 10. And I would say I'm about a 7 because, or maybe a 6 because of like, you're really, really privileged when you're like fucking gorgeous yeah, and yeah. your soup, you came from a lot of money.
Anyway, being here is a nightmare and I'm very anxious about moving here for pilot season in February and March just because like, I've had problems hooking up with guys lately. Like that's the reason why I was trying to change my diet because I almost referred to Joel as abs. I said abs said Joel's are made in the kitchen. Joel said abs are made in the kitchen, and I was like fuck because I happen to have a extraordinarily bad diet, and so I finally like got a membership to a gym right by me in Greenpoint where I live, and I'm trying to change my diet. It's just that my body is like now a little bit angry with me.
Yeah.
I will say it's much easier to, I find, to have control of that, A, in LA, and B, as a semi-wealthy person now. I will say that's the one thing about all the changes I made to my body since then have all come as I am now for the first time in my life above
the poverty line. Money is the best lotion. That's what I say.
Yeah. I didn't have a gym membership because I couldn't afford it.
Why do you think Jennifer Lopez, Chris Rock, all these amazing people look fucking amazing?
Yeah.
Because
it's so
rich
easy
because
they have money.
It's so easy when you have
rich
the
as
options
fuck.
Available to do
yes.
it. And it is. I also say though, Matt, the men in New York are exponentially hotter than the men in LA.
You feel this way?
Oh, absolutely. It's insane.
But do you think the men here are more vain and also like swing for the fences more?
I think probably. But the thing, I think the myth that people are hotter in LA is such a farce because
they're showing
now
their bodies
going back
more.
And forth.
That's
I think
is.
That's what it is. And I will say too, because my face has been so fucked my whole life, I am so much more apt to do nonsense like wear shorts. When it's 40 degree weather,
because you want to like distract.
Look at this.
I mean,
you know,
you posted
look down
this,
here.
You posted this photo on your Instagram. You look like a fucking
his body is
boy
sicko.
Band, like a 20-year-old boy band member in his prime. Like you're like going like this with your arms. It's like the sexiest photo. I was
his
like,
body
damn.
Is sicko. And it's like,
and the skin looked good.
We were out like last night in West Hollywood, and like I'm sitting with Joel and our other friend Nico, who also has a great body, and I'm just kind of like, God, like, am I have to change my entire life when I get here?
But here's the thing, though, Matt. I think you got hit on more than either of us.
I got hit on aggressively by one person.
Okay, you also got. I actually think you got hit on by a few more people. You just didn't realize. That what was happening to you. You didn't realize. But
I have this mustache now, and I'm really trying hard to decide whether I'm keeping it or not.
What made you decide to grow one out? That's a pretty big decision.
Honestly, the No Shave November thing, I wanted to do it because I like having a little, and it was getting a little cold in New York, and I was like, let's get a little bit of this happening. And then, honestly, whenever I shave, I always leave my mustache and then I take a picture of it because I think it looks funny.
My husband does that
and
too.
And then people started to be like, this actually looks really good. And then I was like, I kind of looked in the mirror and I was like, I like it.
I also, it like gives it, you, with the denim tuxedo right now and the stash, you're serving me a vibe of like a 90s
I
or
like
an 80s,
it.
And that's really helpful for casting because it's more specific.
Okay, so I was wondering
like
if I should
things,
shave
hi,
it.
Honey.
I thought I was going to shave it this afternoon before my cast. I have a bunch of, I'm here in LA, I'm
yeah,
meeting
doing
with
meetings,
casting.
Right.
And I didn't know if I should keep it, but I think I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
And worst comes to worst, when I read someone that they don't like it, I'm going to be like, by the way, this, you know, the thing about mustaches is they come off.
Well, they
and
have
like,
a fucking photo of you in front of them without
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
So use your imagination.
So I don't know. But the thing is, like, to put like a little like button on that, I think I'm trying to change my diet, trying to figure out how what I like to do in the gym and like how to really get back in there. Cause it's like, this is an expression, but it's like a muscle I haven't used in a long time because I used to take myself so seriously. I mean, when I was in high school, I was in great shape. That continued. And now things are different as I'm getting older.
I will say my one piece of advice to you as you go back into the gym is don't do cardio. Cardio is poison.
Cardio is what
poison.
I like.
Cardio is poison. It will not help you.
Well, but
keep on running, bitch, because it will not help you. It will destroy your ankles.
And okay, I will say this.
Cardio is poison.
The bottom of my feet have been hurting so bad, and so I can't run.
Because cardio is poison!
I know, and also I wasn't wearing the right shoes.
It tears up your knees and your ankles.
No, I mean, I think that for a lot of people's goals, cardio is not going to get them as far as they want to go.
For me, I just try to move my body because I'm not trying to really change anything.
Well,
I'm just trying to move the body.
Cardiovascular health is important.
I'm a dancer.
If that's what you want to do.
When I'm in my room, I'm dancing. I'm just kidding.
Same.
Yeah. Sometimes it does help to... Do you dance a lot in your room?
No, but I dance
all the time.
I go to this one class here that's just a dance class.
I love that.
I will say, Matt's in my apartment.
It's my me time.
In every room, there is... there are at least two floor to ceiling mirrors on the walls that are part of my apartment.
I mean, if I had your body, I'd look at myself all the time.
It is crazy to see yourself from so many different angles.
But Joel, so have you always been into fitness, or like you said, it's kind of a newer?
No, it started. I would say I started taking it seriously in like 2016. So it's only been about 2.5 years or so.
And you've seen major changes.
I have.
I mean,
he looks
only when I changed.
Yeah, I've seen
completely different from
only when I started changing what I was eating though, and that is the most frustrating.
So what's your diet? Like keto or something?
No, I don't do keto.
Keto. Wow.
I'm
just gonna pronounce everything wrong.
Just a casual correction.
Because the ketamine is you're still
yes.
Your brain's there.
I figured out what my TDEE is using a bunch of different calculators, which basically just gives you how many calories you need to eat to maintain weight, lose weight, and gain weight. I'm trying to gain, so I eat, and I do it slowly. I do a lean bulk, as they say, so I only eat like 250 to 300 calories over. And they did at my gym the body scan thing to determine how many calories I can eat and do nothing and not gain any weight, which is fun. But anyways, in order to gain a little bit of weight, I have to eat 3,000 calories every day. And that's pretty much what I do.
That's
mostly
so
protein
much.
And carbs.
But he does the chicken and the shake.
And I also do intermittent fasting, which means I only eat for 8 hours a day and fast for 16. And so I have to eat 3,000 calories in 8 hours. And it's a real challenge every day.
Are you just stuffing food in your mouth, just going, I hate this.
I will tell you, my biggest dieting secret is I eat at Chipotle every single day, and when I say every single day, I mean every single fucking day. And I get a burrito bowl, and it breaks my fast, and it averages out at about 2,100 calories. So I get most of it done in that.
What
single
are you putting on
bowl.
It? All that sour cream and shit.
Double protein, rice beans, cheese, sour cream, guac, and the corn. Which I don't
you
know.
You need to. Write down for me what fast food or fast casual places are good and which are bad.
Well, and there's a lot of conflicting science on this, but I don't actually believe that there's a lot of like, oh, you got to eat clean. And that's true for certain things. But I think in terms of like body stuff, calories are calories. Carbs are carbs. There's no such thing as a good carb or a bad carb. It all affects your body in roughly the same ways. It's just a managing like the macros of like how, you know, how much you're intaking. Right. But yeah. And it's nice. The intermittent fat, and I work out fasted too. So my body is like
so
using
you,
all
you
that
you work
fat
out before you eat anything?
Yes.
Wow.
I just have some coffee and then I go straight into it. And it was
and
a
you
big
work out every day?
No, like 5 to 6 times a week.
And what gym do you go to? I'll cut it. Just curious.
Equinox.
Yes.
And then Pharos and Echo Park.
Which
as well.
One? Which Equinox?
The one in Hollywood. It's the biggest waste of money
of my
entire
that everyone's
life.
Go. Everyone's
do you see celebs there?
I do. And it's like, so. Oh, I'm so glad.
The
I
one with the pool, right?
I get to see Court Over Street's weight fluctuations. That's about the only like thing worth it.
Is he hot in person?
Yeah, they're all
is
like,
he tall?
Fine looking. I do sometimes see. And it's just like.
The name.
Overstreet.
It is such a waste of money, and it is such a scam, and I don't like it, and I'm trying desperately to get out. And I've told this story, I think, on your podcast, but my trainer used to work at Equinox, and now that's why I go to Pharos, because he's over there now, which is like a small mom-and-pop gym. But he was like, he told me that he was like, his managers would be like, you got to go and flirt with old gay men, because they'll be your clients, but they'll never reach their goals, so that you'll always have like a client base. And he's like, they're like, you're the type of guy that like they would really go for. So you got to like really target those people on the floor. And he was like grossed out by that. Not in a homophobic way, obviously, because
but
I'm
like to rip people off.
But he was just like, I want to do this because I want to help you. And he's so naive. And I'm constantly like, Brennan, what are you doing in LA? Because he's like, I don't want to get an Instagram. He's like, everybody tells me I got to get an Instagram to like get more clients as a trainer in LA. And I don't, he's like, that's not what I'm about. And I'm like, what do you get?
He looks, go back to he's the one of the hottest people
I'm sure.
ever. Yeah, he's
truly.
He's
so sweet. So, so sweet. Yeah, he's, so yeah. And that's honestly, that's the other big part of it. I mean, I did a lot of research and like figured out workouts for myself before I started seeing him, and I got to a certain place. But like, that's the other money part of it where I'm like, oh, you know, like he really has changed a lot about like having someone there to like make sure you're doing everything right.
Oh, yeah.
Important. It's that's scary. My nightmare. I don't know what I'm doing there.
Same. No, yeah, I feel so uncomfortable at the gym.
Yeah.
I just like pick up a weight and I'm like, is anyone looking at me holding this?
And that's why I go straight to the treadmill, because I know
what
to
I do. That's what I do.
Yes. I think that we are part of a larger worldwide
we
community
are.
Of people who go to the treadmill because that's what they know how to do. Because
I can stand there and run on that.
I think that is the biggest deterrent for a lot of people. And I will say this. And I know, again, it's like one of those things that I can say it until I'm blue in the face. I've only like once or twice had like a negative experience with someone else in the gym. And I'm so focused on myself at the gym that I'm barely paying attention to anybody else.
Well, then
else.
There's those
I think
idiots.
That's true of everybody.
There's those idiots who like will take a video of someone in the gym
I
who's
can't
not doing
that.
I think those are the worst people in the world.
They
I
should,
don't think so, honey, them.
I know we have to have our phones for our music, but like other than that, it should be not okay to have your phone at all in the gym because you know people are doing it.
Can I tell you something truly psychotic?
My
phone is in my fucking locker the whole time. I don't listen to anything.
Really?
I'm psycho.
That's impressive.
Psycho.
Yeah, and Joel's actually psycho is the thing. He's a killer.
Psycho.
He's a killer.
And sometimes the music choices at the gym are not good. But I find if I have my phone,
no, it's like
it
from 2003.
It will expand my
Why Georgia
workout
by
like
John Mayer?
Truly. It's like Bootylicious. It's like that. It's like not long ago that it's like novel, like nostalgia.
Right.
Like, oh my God, this song, like the way the 90s is now or the late 80s.
Yeah.
And it's like not current enough that you're like excited. It's like, let's get it started.
Oh
by
God.
BP.
That's the worst song to ever play at the gym.
Some songs are so bad and were such huge hits and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Truly.
Let's Get It Started is one of them. Also because of its original title, I can't believe it was ever a hit.
It's pretty offensive. Can we, Matt, talk about your under eye just because you emailed me about it and I'm so curious?
I don't see it.
You do not notice it? Okay, so there's this little thing happening, and you know when it started happening? Remember when you were on Las Culturistas and I asked you about putting like coconut oil on my face?
Oh my God, you've ruined his eyes.
No, because then
it wouldn't be the first.
Then I started to notice. I felt like I was like kind of breaking out like around my eye around here, and my eyes lately have been very itchy. And I don't think maybe I'm tired, maybe, but like it's just weird. It's like irritation and itchiness and a little bit of redness to the point where I use cover up almost every day because I have this thing on my nose right here. It's a cyst. I apologize in the makeup chair as well.
Are you gonna get it cut off or something?
I'm getting it removed, but I have to get a rhinoplasty to get it removed.
What?
Whoa.
It's so deep in there.
Oh my
you can
God.
See it, right?
I thought it was a scar. I didn't think it was like an existing cyst.
No,
I thought you had like a mole removed or something.
I was born with this. I was born this way.
Yeah.
And
it's beautiful.
It's basically like it was a problem when I was like 9 or 10 and we thought, let's get it removed, but also we're going to try not to because we don't want to like irreparably damage his nose while he's growing. So we waited and then it got fine. And now again, over the past year and a half, it's getting irritated and sometimes it will get like, this is gross, but it's an attribute. It will get a little infected and it gets very red.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, my doctors are like, my plastic surgeon is like, we should get it removed, not because it's in any danger to you, but just because you're on camera and it's something that, you know, if you get a scar, you're going to have to get the scar covered up anyway. And also because of it's in your nose is very close to your brain. Like if something were to get really weird with this.
You never hear that.
You never
and it's
hear
true.
That. Your nose is
it's
close
true.
To your brain.
Honey,
it's rule of culture.
It's a rule of culture number six. The nose is the pathway to the brain.
Yeah. Wait, so can I posit a theory about your eyes, though?
Yeah.
So you moved semi-recently.
Like a year ago.
But
I think it is
since
it is an allergy, around the time.
I was going to say, like, did you change your detergent on your pillowcases?
I think something's irritating you.
Are you washing your pillowcases?
And it doesn't have to be something on your face. It could be something you're eating. It could be, you know what I mean? It's something in the environment.
I'm now trying to think if I've, like, changed my, changed anything. No, to be honest with you, I think that it might be the fact that I was using that coconut oil.
But you haven't used it, right?
You're right. I haven't. I don't know. It's a little weird. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I see a little redness from here, but yeah, nothing that I would be alarmed by. But
just never
it's your
ever,
face, so you know it better than anybody.
I mean, I for sure see it. And yeah. Like, it's like, sometimes it'll be just like a little red or dark dot like around my eye.
Maybe also
like,
it might just be sunspots too.
Do you use on your face right now?
I don't use anything on my face.
See?
Wait, do you wear sunscreen?
No.
Bitch, you're white.
I'm Greek.
It doesn't matter what color you are,
listen,
you have to sunscreen.
It's not about burning, and it's about
the
aging.
Sun is full of garbage.
Because I have never gotten a sunburn. I've gotten a sunburn maybe twice in my entire life. Once the first time I wore a Speedo, and it was this part of my thigh that had never seen the light of day before. But
I'm a Long Island bitch. My whole life was getting sunburned.
But yeah, like, same.
People on Long Island do not take care of their skin. It's fucking crazy.
I didn't start using sunscreen until about 2 years ago, and mostly on my face. I still don't use it enough on my body when I'm out because I just get dark. But you gotta.
I honestly never thought about it.
Eyes.
No, I mean, like, when I go to the beach or when I go to the pool or when I go out, like, I know I'm gonna be, like, in the sun, I will put sunscreen on. But in my everyday day-to-day.
Get a moisturizer. Oh, I brought the pictures. I'm gonna get you something. Because it's in your, just an SPF 25.
And also, to be honest with you, I'm that person who, over the summer, I like to get dark. That's part of the culture I grew up with,
but
is like getting really, really, really dark. I could show you some pictures of me at my most tan.
Here's the thing, though.
It's sick.
We're all getting to the age where we can't do that anymore.
I know we can't.
Because it's going to start showing, honey. I gave up the sun a few years ago. I was like, I love you. I give you, I release.
Yeah.
Like, you know, thank you. I'm grateful for all the tan. I'm grateful for all the beautiful sun. Yeah. But now I'm done. I covered up.
I'm moving on.
And I've moved on. I brought y'all some sunscreens.
Oh my God.
I guess
you
I'll
did?
Just give y'all y'all's presents now.
I love presents.
These are fucking nice, and I'm honestly jealous because
oh my God.
They sent me some stuff. They sent me two of these, so it just seemed right to give these to you. These are the Kula. Do you know Kula?
No.
Kula Full Spectrum Sun Silk Drops SPF 30, just like Joel said. So it's not like a super high number.
I'm one of those freaks, though, who thinks anything above SPF 30 is it's a lie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Apparently,
so
it
excited.
Is a lie after 50. But these are 50? Really beautiful.
Do you know people who use 50?
Oh, honey. You're looking at her.
You use 50.
Honey, do you see the skin?
I guess. I mean, you don't read as like full on Casper. To
well,
me,
I used to be though. I ruined myself. I you know.
Got it.
Yeah.
You go into the tanning bed.
I did a lot.
You know,
that's something I've never done.
No, it's horrible for you. It's fucking. It's
right.
Cooking yourself.
Right. I saw Final Destination or.
oh my God!
Final Destination, and I said no, thank you. I never needed to do.
Here,
do you remember that scene?
Because I think it's a pink bottle, but this is. They're supposedly really luxurious. They're little droppers, and it also helps with the screens on the inside of your damn house. Did you know that far fucking screens are aging our faces?
What?
Yes.
Like,
the rays, the
oh, I guess that makes sense.
So this protects against those as well. They're really hard to get open, I guess.
No, here, I'm getting it.
I love this. This is so cute.
But you have to, and I bet...
Sunscreen is like one of the only things I can still put on my face right now with the Accutane.
Right.
Which is like, so
you have to do it too, because that vitamin A will burn your shit up and really make it worse. Start trying to do that, and I bet your eyes might get better. Because the sun, our screens,
also,
they're irritating.
To be honest with you, like I've been saying, I think my body is just changing.
Yes.
Like, and so now things are just going to start happening that didn't used
to happen. Well, and honestly, you might want to look into specifically, because the skin around your eyes is different than the skin around the rest of your face. And
it's
that is a hard pill to swallow.
Yes.
Because I've been putting the same moisturizer on around my eyes. And eventually I will get to a tax bracket where I will start investing.
Oh, that's
I heard Zac Efron puts eye cream all over his whole face.
Oh, what an idiot. What a beautiful idiot.
He is so hot, though.
What I mean,
I bet the skin looks good.
I bet it does, too.
This
I mean,
so
everything
cute.
Looks good.
Okay, I have one more thing. What kind of deodorant do y'all use?
I use Old Spice, just like my dad.
Cute.
Yeah, I have, like, it's like... Mine might be Old Spice too. Yeah, it's like a little
every guy
spray
I've ever dated has used Old Spice.
It's a classic.
It's like the staple. That and Crew Fiber in their hair.
And then I, honest with you, I through a long period in my 20s, I was using Axe.
Oh yeah, same. Yeah, it was trendy and the commercials worked.
Because it makes me when I smell it, it makes me horny. It makes me think of the locker room.
High school, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's those, cute.
Because oh my god.
Well, I have some. I felt those memories washing through your head.
You better not
it.
Be handing me a fucking crystal, Jackie.
No.
Okay.
But similar. These Ooh. Are Schmidt. These are Schmidt's. Have you heard of Schmidt?
No. Which one color do you want, Joel?
Well, there's two. These are their holiday editions. This is Oh Christmas Tree, and this is Holiday Spice. So this one's like kind of Old Spicy, and this one's kind of like piney. I thought Ooh. They'd be like masculine choices.
Yes,
for y'all,
I love them.
But you have to decide amongst yourselves.
I'm more of a green. I think you're more of a red. But unless you're
wait,
a green.
What's the red one?
It's like Holiday Spice.
Okay, I want Holiday
okay,
Spice.
So okay, so smell it and let me know what y'all think. And so these are, I'm sorry, these are natural deodorants, so yep. There's no antiperspirant.
Ooh, yeah, this is nice.
So it might not be up y'all's alley, because I know y'all probably don't want to sweat, because this won't stop sweat,
that really
right?
It really does smell like a Christmas
but
tree.
But I felt like it might be right for certain occasions.
I love it. I would hook up with the guy that
wears
this.
That's what I'm saying.
I would really want to hook up with the guy that wears this.
I know that my deodorant is giving me cancer, and you know what? I will take the 5 years that my deodorant is taking off my life, because...
You don't want to sweat.
I don't want to sweat.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, I get it.
What about it is giving you cancer, do you think?
Everything's giving us cancer.
Well, here's...
I drank soda for 39
I know, same.
9 years.
Same. There's just studies on the aluminum in mm-hmm. the deodorant, because how it works is it swells your sweat glands shut in order to make them for you to not sweat. And there are some studies about that causing cancer.
Yeah.
But there's studies on a lot of things. Everybody make your own decisions. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist.
Just live with... the consequences.
Yes. Live and make your choices.
Honestly, the lifestyle I was raised with could not be healthy. Like, just like
oh,
the
yeah,
amount of this kind of shit we ate, what we did in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody talked to each other.
Nobody was looking out for us, honestly. Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so how have we changed our hair this year? Joel had some bangs, right?
Yeah. Well, I've gone through several changes since Matt has known me.
He looked completely different.
It used to look bad, honestly. I look back on it now and I don't know why I did it. But I used to have really, really long bangs. If you flipped back, but if you flip forward, would come down past my chin.
Oh my gosh.
And just like fully slicked back. I went to an Instagram barber for the first time who cuts my favorite ASOS model's hair.
I love that.
And that's how I found him. Mm-hmm. And I said, do whatever you think will look good on me. And he did this, and he turned me around. He did not tell me what he was doing.
How stressful.
I think it's really cute.
And I freaked out internally at first. And then by the time I got to my car, I had accepted it and loved it.
And was it a drastic change from what you had before?
Yeah, because it has never been this blunt and straight. And I'm usually curved, and I usually like to have something I can flip or part or something. And like, this is like a full Caesar cut, basically.
Yeah,
for me.
That's exactly. Serving me Clooney.
He's an Asian. This guy is Asian, and it is so hard to find someone who knows how to cut Asian hair properly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can I've gotten really fucking wonky haircuts because people think that it is just the same, and it is not the same as white people hair, and it grows much differently and comes in very straight. My big hair revelation, though, product wise this year that I really love is clay spray.
Oh, tell me more.
I can't find it. Rudy's has the barbershop here in LA has their brand. I can't really find a good version of it in regular stores. I'm sure their salons have it, but it is just like a beachy, like it literally is just hair, like water and clay. And
that
you spray it
really
into your
fun.
Hair, and it's a little. You get a little bit of a hold, but especially if you don't have if you're not somebody who needs like a very structured hold, it just gives you, you know, that feeling when you've been in the ocean all day and you kind of sort of let
sandy.
It dry.
Yeah.
And it's just a little textured,
salt.
A little bit of hold.
Live for that.
Smells great. I love it. I love it.
Is and that your product of 2018?
I would say yes for hair.
Yeah,
re-hair.
Do you have any other products of the year that you like really love?
Yes, I will say.
And same for Matt as well.
I'm trying to think.
I took some pictures. I have three that I'd like to talk about today.
Okay.
If that's okay,
yes,
very quickly.
Of course. This is why we're here.
And full disclosure, I don't know if these places, if these products are cruelty free or not.
I will do the research for you.
Thank
don't even
you.
Worry.
Listeners, if that is important to you, I'm so sorry. I did not think to look it up before I came.
I don't make my guests do that. I do it for them.
Okay. So on set a lot, get a lot of heavy makeup done because my skin is bad. It's tough to get off the makeup.
Yes.
This is the one thing I really realized this year. So I've always, when I was living in New York, I always lived with women. Or had at least one female roommate. And so when I would forget to ask for a makeup wipe from the makeup person on set, I would come home and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd be like, hey, can I do this? Now live alone here in LA.
I
would come home and I use Cetaphil as my face wash. Mm-hmm. Always have. It's the most mild face wash. Does not take off makeup at all.
Yeah.
So I had to start finding like wipes that I would have at home. And I love the Pond's cold cream makeup wipes because drag queens still use Pond's a lot to remove all that makeup. Just like Pond's cold cream, basically. And these wipes, they have the Pond's cold cream technology in them. Vitamin E takes it all off. Like, so it's a frothy makeup wipe, and it doesn't have that astringent sort of feel that you kind of get with makeup wipes
mine
sometimes.
Sting. Yeah. And I like, get a sting from a lot of mine.
Cause like I always with regular makeup wipes on set, I take it off the makeup and then I feel immediately like I have to wash my face and then moisturize immediately, and which you should do anyways. But sometimes if I'm in a hurry, the Pond's, because it has the vitamin E and it has the aloe and it has all this stuff and it has the frothiness, it really does. I wipe, and sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I don't feel like I need to do anything.
Right.
It doesn't leave my skin feeling tight and like dry afterwards. So if you're taking off makeup a lot, I really like it. I bring it everywhere. This was also the year, I guess last year was the year that I gave up moisturizer.
What?
I said, wow. No moisturizer.
What?
It's all about serum.
Okay.
And hyaluronic acid.
Thank God you said that because was worried, but now I'm
okay.
not.
Okay. I know. That was a real bait and switch. It was a real M. Night Shyamalan
twist. We love a
twist.
Hyaluronic here, honey.
If you're still using moisturizer, seek treatment, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
How dare you say that in front of me?
I don't think so, honey. Moisturizer.
There you go.
Moisturizer is over. Okay. Get on the hyaluronic. If you can't afford a serum,
get a hyaluronic for cheap.
You can. And I use Neutrogena Hydro Boost.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That I think is like a pretty mid-level brand, and it's affordable because I go through a lot of it, especially now that I'm on the Accutane.
Yeah. And that you don't use cream.
No, I don't.
So probably do a good layer of it.
Exactly. And I love it. And they have a couple that come with the SPF built in, which is convenient. Get it all done in one swoop of the face. I love. But yeah, invest in a good serum too, if you can.
Yeah. Matt?
I actually was able to look up, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the stuff that I've been using in my hair, because I've definitely been on a hair journey.
Yeah. You were blonde recently, weren't you?
So I actually started the year with my natural hair color, which is like a light brown. I was born blonde. Actually, was blonde for the first like 13 or 14 years of my life. I was like a blonde. Identified as a blonde.
How it just changes.
It just changed.
What is happening?
And you know what, too? My eyes were blue until I was older, too, and then they became green.
You're a mutant.
Something happened.
What happened is I'm a mutant.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I actually think you were replaced. I think you replaced a dead child.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And they lied to you. And all the pictures you're looking at.
I look exactly like my mother. That was the problem. Exactly. My mother and I have the same face.
I want to see her now.
I will bring her up. She's outside. she comes with me everywhere. Comes to all my meetings. But anyway, I started the year with my regular hair color, and then I kind of went through an emotional crisis. Like, and then in the summer, I was like, I'm going to change my hair. And this is unfortunately after every gay in the world dyed their hair like platinum blonde, I think because they saw Adam Levine do it, which is problematic. But I really wanted to do that. And then my one of my best friends, Dave, did it. And I was like, we host a show together. I was like, I can't walk out there with the same haircut as you. Like, so I decided I was going to do like a like a sort of Robert Redford blonde.
Yeah, you didn't
moment.
Go like Troye Sivan. No. You went like golden.
And my mom is a hair colorist. So that's another thing I should say to the Natural Beauty audience is this is another privilege, is I grew up with a hair salon in my house.
Yeah.
She had a room in our home which was dedicated to hair. So that was like a gay boy's like dream.
So you never left the house not looking cute.
I always put it together.
Yeah.
So then like I went blonde and my mom did a really good job. It looked really natural. But then my roots started to come in and I didn't like being like a Rudy blonde gay. Mm.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know what?
Well, that wasn't the trend back then. Like roots no. were fucking
and I didn't,
sacrilege.
Right.
You know?
And the thing I did, which was wrong, was like I dyed my hair when it was at a length I wanted to cut. And then so I cut it and it was like two different colors. And I was like, you know what? I did another podcast called Done with Betsy and Dara. They're great. A little plug for them. And Betsy said,
I'm cutting
you
it.
Should dye your hair. She said, you should dye your hair really dark. And I had really, I had black hair actually for a show that I did in college. And I loved it. But again, all my friends didn't like it. I said, it looked like a sick person. So I said, let's go like a really dark brown. I went to my mom who had just dyed my hair literally 3 weeks before. And now I have, this is not my natural color. This is like a dark brown that I have. And
wow.
I love it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I love it.
Chocolate.
I really love it. And it actually matches my facial hair better than my.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks exactly the same color as your eyebrows and mustache.
And so it looks natural this way. And I love it. I love that my eyes pop out with this darker hair color. You know, what's interesting is the type of product I use now that I've dyed my hair is different because I don't like how PC, like, I used to use, like, a cream. Or, like, in high school, I used a gel, which I hate gel. Because it makes my hair very clumpy. Because like you, have extremely straight hair. Yeah.
I'll say this isn't interesting, but,
Right. So, anyway, now I use, I'll cap it off with this. Now I use a paste.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Axe.
And it is Axe.
Whoa.
Styling
really?
Product.
I just looked it up and because I didn't know, I didn't realize it.
It says Axe right there on the bottle.
I get it from Target. And they have like four different kinds of like men's like styling gel that you can, or styling product that you can have. There's like a clean cut. There's like a really like putty-ish type thing. There's a paste. And then there's like a jelly type thing. And I, you know, my hair, I use a paste now. And I put I'm growing it out a little bit, and my sides are a little bit longer, so I push it all to the front. I don't part it to the side anymore because I think it gives me a bad side. So now I give you symmetricality.
I'm here for it. Do you have any other products you want to shout out? Obviously not coconut oil.
I don't know. The coconut oil I really thought was giving me a glow, and then you told me I shouldn't use it, and so I'm not using it anymore, but I mean, to be honest with you, I don't use anything on my face. And now these are going to become my favorite products.
Wait,
that you gave
nothing?
Me.
Nothing?
No.
That's crazy.
You got to get a serum. Didn't you hear what Joel said?
I know. No, trust me. Now that you guys have told me the importance of this, I'm going to
It's preventative. Because this is the thing. You cannot wait to get those lines and wrinkles.
I'm telling you, we take our youth for granted.
It is all preventative.
Honestly, that's probably what it is. The stuff around my eyes is finally age being like, hi, we're here.
Age
well, it hits you real fast.
It really does. And that's why you got to start now.
And you know what I did? I didn't know what you were going to tell me about the eyes, so I asked my honeys to recommend Target eye creams for you.
And I love Targ.
That's why I asked them to tell me.
You can't wait for you to move to LA because we are all about Target here.
Girl, Target
I was just at the downtown one yesterday and it was really
fun. I'm so glad they're, I'm not so glad that they're finally building the one on Sunset, but I'm just glad that that building will no longer be empty.
What did they say?
Okay, let me just read you a few.
That's what that building is.
Yeah.
My honey named Madhumita. Sorry, I think that's how that's probably said.
I love that they're your honeys.
Madhumita said she's using the 24 karat eye elixir from Pixie.
Okay.
Pixie is a Target brand, PIXI, because I asked them just for cruelty free because they come through.
You need cruelty
free. So that's an exciting option.
And I want to say too, I don't know if that X product is cruelty free.
It's not.
Ugh.
Patty, shout out to my girl Patty. Patty buys product, okay? Shout out to Patty. Patty says to use the Rock and what is this? It's a retinol in it, which I think might be a good, don't you think retinol might be good for him?
Mm-hmm. Especially
the Rock, ROC. You've seen that, right? Rock. They have it at like Walgreens and shit too.
Yeah.
Retinol eye cream. This is only, it says see low price in cart, meaning it's so low they won't even tell me the price.
Wow.
Let me put it in the cart.
Well, that's good to know.
And that's
put
really,
it in the cart.
That's really low maintenance, I think,
yeah.
For a retinol. retinoid product.
Do you have any cover-ups that
I was
you recommend?
Literally just about to recommend one that
tell
I
us.
Use. Because here's the thing. We talked about auditions. We talked about going mm-hmm. to places with no hair and makeup, shoots like that, and with bad skin.
And don't we think we should destigmatize men wearing makeup?
Absolutely.
And skincare in general. And I'm not even talking LGBTQ. I'm talking all
everybody.
Men. Every person.
I want
right.
to see everyone out there with a beat face.
Well, here's yes. the thing, though. Because it's so stigmatized, we never learn how to do it.
Right.
And I, as a 30-year-old man, recently was like, okay, I got to figure this out. And like, if I tried to go in and buy like a concealer or something like that, every time I've tried to apply real makeup up to my face, I look like I'm wearing makeup in
right.
a way that
and
is
that's not,
not
what you want.
That nobody wants. You right. know, nobody wants to look like they're wearing makeup. And I know for a fact this is not cruelty free, but maybe a fun journey for you is
yes.
to find the equivalent for your listeners. But the La Roche-Posay.
I'm so bummed they're not CF because they're
everybody.
So affordable and they have great stuff. And I always say La Prochaine Rosé Yuste.
But I love their Effaclar BB Blur, which is a form of a BB cream, which is a very easy
okay.
thing to use. BB creams in general.
Yes.
If you don't have the wherewithal to use full foundation makeup on your face as a man, I really recommend a BB cream because it truly is so easy. It's mm-hmm. idiot proof.
It's essentially just a tinted moisturizer.
But
the consistency is really smooth.
It
and
just evens out your skin
yes,
tone.
Yes, that's what
so
it means.
It just.
I use it for this guy, the cyst. That's all. I mean, I just want something.
But
that's
this
like
will work for that too, because right. it will cover. I can put it a little bit more heavily on some certain breakout areas, but it just makes and it does not leave you looking like you have makeup on. And the thing that I specifically like about this, which is why I brought this in, even though it's not cruelty free, and I knew that. And the thing that I cannot find in a similar product is this has an oil absorbing coverage cream mousse
Ooh.
Aspect to it. And this might not be a problem for me later on when I post Accutane, but I have extremely oily skin, and in light and in photos, it really, especially in my T-zone, you can see the reflection.
Yeah.
And this just, it completely mattifies everything.
That's a really
and
good tip for oily honeys.
Is like get something
oily honeys.
Yeah,
oily honeys, and that is one of the things. Even
Joel's an oily
really,
honey.
Really love.
Yeah,
but you won't be for long, honey.
I mean, yeah, that's
that
one
oil
of,
will be
one
gone.
One of the first questions I asked my dermatologist, I was like, "Will this make me age faster because my oil glands will be shut up?" And she said, "No, because they come back, bitch."
Well, I think it made me age faster.
Really?
But I think I would still do it.
Whatever, I look like I'm a CW17. So
yeah, don't worry about it. And especially if you start creaming every day,
yeah.
sunscreening.
I can feel your cream.
Exactly. You got to cream. I want you both to cream.
Creaming over me.
Girl, I cream, but not.
Girl, I cream too.
I yeah. cream every
I
night.
I haven't creamed in 48 hours, actually. I'm itching to cream.
Oh, well, I have a feeling yeah. you might cream soon.
I hope I cream this week.
Oh,
I
you
love
definitely
coming to LA
will cream.
To
you know, you're cream.
Can your next
the guy I met last night? I might cream.
You might cream. Yeah.
Can your next song parody be I cream
just for cream?
Oh, I wouldn't even have to change it.
Yeah, you just do bloom to cream. It works perfectly.
Take a
it's
trip
seamless.
To the Target, and you can buy some cream.
There you go.
The
I'll
lotions
just have you sing
in
it.
The water. That's really good.
I'll just have you sing it. You know, he came out when I saw Taylor Swift, and I was like, who the fuck is this?
Wait, you were at that show?
Yeah, but I was like, who's this Timothy Chalamet-looking motherfucker?
Oh, no,
but then
honey.
Selena Gomez came out, so we were happy.
You were
but
more
no, he's fantastic. I didn't know about him. I'm a straight white lady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm behind. That's why when I listen to Las Culturistas, I don't understand half the things y'all say, and I love it.
Oh my gosh,
I Google
really?
Everything. Well, I don't know these
yeah.
things.
No, I mean, then
y'all
I'm happy
so
we can provide a service.
No, I'm telling you, everybody listening, y'all gotta listen to Las Culturistas if you don't. And you're the only comedian in town, Joel, without
I
your
know.
Own fucking podcast. So if you had one, we could
well,
talk about yours too.
Watch this guess. Space. Watch this space.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm just saying that Joel.
I love to be
needs
a guest.
A podcast.
I identify as someone who.
You're a very good podcast guest.
Literally anybody who knows who I am most of the time knows me from a podcast.
No, that's how I was too, but then I got my own and, you know.
Joel has been on our show 3 times.
I know.
Only to 3-time guest.
Yeah.
And you are, I think, the most referenced guest outside of Patty Harrison.
Who I yeah. really want on Attribute.
You must get
she's,
Patty
does she
on
live
she'll
here?
Be here in January. She's moving
because
here
I
in
tried
January.
To, I tried to message her and she didn't respond to me, but I DM'd her like a creep and I should have just asked for her email because we have so many Muchis, but
yeah.
she needs to be in
no,
here.
No, she would love,
she
I think.
Is
okay, good.
Stunning.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll post a picture and I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're so gorgeous.
Yeah, the camera. The camera loves that face.
Ugh.
I guess we should wrap up. Thank you both for being here.
We gotta go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, you have your meetings.
Joel's taking me to In-N-Out.
So let's take turns.
Where the meeting is.
Joel, why don't you tell us where we can find you? This episode's going to be coming out December 14th. Hi, wow. December 14th.
Oh, fun.
So tell us anything pertinent, and same with you, because I know, Matt, you have shows in New York, and you'll have some after this.
I'm actually going to go first, because I have things going on.
Yes.
So, Las Cuadrices is going on tour.
What?
We just announced it as we're recording it, we announced it today.
Oh, my God!
So, we're going to...
Oh, my God, I'm so excited for the whole world. That's the best.
We're so excited. We're going to be doing I Don't Think So, Honey Live around the country. So we're going to do it in Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, San Francisco, Dallas, Austin,
my
Houston, D.C., Philadelphia, Boston, all that. And also, we're going to be adding some more dates, probably. Chicago, I hear you. We're trying. And I really want to go to
Orlando.
Insane
that you don't have a Chicago
I know.
Date.
We need to. It's just Bowen's what? Schedule thing.
Oh.
We'll do it. We'll go to Chicago. But then also... I have, if this is coming out on the 14th, I have a few more shows of my Christmas show in New York. It's called Have You Heard of Christmas at the Duplex on the 15th, 18th, and 22nd. And that's my favorite show to do in the world.
Oh, so. I wish I could go. Maybe I'll fly up.
I think we're going to probably tape it.
Oh, good. And then obviously.
Tape what you do, honeys.
Oh, obviously, always. Everyone listen to Los Culturistas. I'm telling you, it's my favorite podcast other than Attribute.
You were so good on it.
It was such a joy to be there, and it's such a joy to have you here.
We had the discussion of the year about Avril Lavigne and Kelly Clarkson, and that's what I wanted to tell you on this episode is I'm seeing Kelly on Thursday in a room of 50 people.
No, stop! You know, I had major, regrets about talking shit about Kelly Clarkson to you.
And
biggest fan. I didn't realize you were such a big fan.
No, I'm one of her biggest fans.
And, you know, I've been watching The Voice, and I actually am, finding her way more endearing than I thought. I think just that Sit Down, Be Humble song really just set me the wrong way.
That wasn't, I think, her best moment.
Right, right. But I should have released that. But I'm happy that we're on the same. Yes, she's incredible. And, you know, she's from Dallas, too. So
she's a Dallas honey. Yes. And also, see you soon, Dallas.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you to see her. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Joel, what about you? Tell us any shows you have coming up or anything.
Less to talk about. Or social media or anything. You can follow me on I Hate Joel Kim on all social media handles. But I do.
Your Twitter's amazing. I love both y'all's Twitters.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I have a monthly show at UCB that on the 16th. Called The Cure. It's at UCB Franklin that I co-host with Brandon Scannell. And then
he'd be good on the show too.
For your San Francisco handies.
Mm. We got a lot.
I'll be back at Sketchfest the weekend of January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
Ooh.
And I'll be doing a bunch of shows, but I'm ostensibly going there to actually big shows on the 20th. My show, Joy Fuck Club, which is an all-Asian variety show. Very fun.
Love
We've got
the name.
some amazing guests that I'm really excited for. And then also earlier in that day, I'm also doing this podcast. So this year, my pilot didn't get picked up by Comedy Central, which is a bummer. But I thought it would be dead, but we're doing a live reading of it in San Francisco. So I'm really excited that at least it will live on. It'll live on in podcast form, too. So I'm excited that that's going to happen and people will be able to hear it.
In Joel's pilot, I played someone who got their dick sucked by Joel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Famously.
It was a fun day on set.
Did y'all shoot it here?
No, New York.
Shot it in New York.
Yeah.
And was there
New York for Maine?
There was cream involved.
There was cream.
There was lots
no,
of cream.
No, actually, something happens in the show that stops me from creaming. You'll have to come to the show.
I can't
to
wait
find out.
To hear. That's so exciting. We really got to the bottom of a lot today.
Yeah,
body
really
image, acne.
We
axe,
go in.
Scarlett Johara.
Scarlett
Johara. That is your drag name. That's really the most important thing that happened is we found out what your drag name is.
Well, I've had a couple that I was thinking. Shia LaMuff. Which I don't think we talked about on Los Culturistas that I'm a Shia stan.
Oh, I love Shia too. I would let her break my arm.
I would sit on it so hard.
I would let Shia shatter the biggest bone in my body, my femur, sexually.
Thank you. So I love him. He emailed me. I'll have to tell you the story. Yeah, I stole his number out of a phone at a party. It's a whole thing.
Oh,
Shia LaMuff.
God.
And then Oat Topic, like HAUTE, Oat Topic. Like TOPIQUE.
I don't know about that one.
No, okay. That's fine.
I like Shia LaMuff and I love Scarlett Johara.
Scarlett Johara. Yeah. Well, we'll work on that. And unfortunately, y'all won't be able to be at I Don't Think So, Honey Live, which is why Matt is in
so
town.
So excited
and
that you're
I'm
doing
so
it.
I'm so excited. I cannot fucking believe it.
Yeah.
This will be... But I did plug it on last week's Natribute, so people will hopefully be there.
I want to see the honeys there, because you know we speak your language. Yes. I don't think so, honey.
And you better put that fucking sunscreen on before you leave this room.
I'm watching, I wanted to reapply, but you gotta reapply.
You know that only lasts for 2 hours.
It does. Well, this one will hopefully last a little longer. But yes, reapply, cream your neck, and keep your fringe fresh.
It's a good show.